This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Russia's senior Ukraine war leaders are competing for President Vladimir Putin's attention. We'll get more on that story from AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
As Russian troops wage a ferocious house-to-house fight for control in eastern Ukraine, a parallel battle is unfolding in the top echelons of military power in Moscow, with Putin reshuffling his top generals while rival camps try to win his favor. The fighting for the salt mining town of Soledar and the nearby city of Bakhmut has highlighted a rift between the Russian Defense Ministry leadership and Sevgeny Prigozhin, a rogue millionaire whose private military force, known as the Wagner Group, has played an increasingly visible role in Ukraine. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Hundreds of migrants are fleeing Cuba and Haiti by sea to Florida, but most of them are being sent back. We have more from the AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
The Coast Guard says it's returned another 177 Cuban migrants caught off Florida's coast earlier this month back to Cuba. Meanwhile, a group of 25 Haitians who fled the turmoil in their country aboard a sailboat swam ashore near downtown Miami. U.S. Customs and Border Protection says they've been taken into custody, while others still aboard the boat were being processed by federal officials at sea. That typically means they're returned to their home countries. Increasing numbers of Cuban and Haitian migrants have been attempting the risky Florida State's crossing in recent months. I'm Ben Thomas.
Japanese media say prosecutors have formally charged the suspect in the assassination of former Prime Minister Shinzo Abe with murder. He had a mental evaluation Tuesday, and prosecutors say it found that he was fit to stand trial. For more news, please join us at voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. German Foreign Minister Annalena Baerbock and her French counterpart Catherine Colonna traveled to Adama in Ethiopia on Thursday to inspect stores of grain delivered from Europe. Both ministers were promising their government support for rebuilding the war-affected areas in Ethiopia, which started in 2020. A peace agreement was signed between the warring parties at the end of last year. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland on Thursday named a special counsel to investigate how classified documents ended up being stored at former Washington office of President Joe Biden and his home in Wilmington, Delaware. AP correspondent Eric Tucker reports there are significant differences between Biden and Donald Trump's cases involving classified documents.
The Justice Department, the FBI, actually had to go to Mar-a-Lago to seize boxes and boxes of documents that Trump representatives had refused to give back and had not acknowledged that they had. Here, the Biden administration, the White House has said, President Biden's personal lawyers gave to the archives and turned over to the Justice Department the documents that it found after it found them.
New House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, a longtime defender of former President Trump, said, I quote, I think Congress has to investigate this. AP correspondent Donna Water reports on the death of Elvis's daughter.
Presley's death Thursday was confirmed by her mother, Priscilla Presley, a few hours after her daughter was rushed to a Los Angeles hospital by paramedics. Lisa Marie Presley was a singer and songwriter. And just this Tuesday, she attended the Golden Globes to celebrate actor Austin Butler's award for playing her father in the major musical feature, Elvis. Melanie Chu, People Magazine's senior music editor, says Lisa Marie was having a tough time.
Just last year, she wrote a really moving essay about navigating grief after the loss of her son, Benjamin, who died by suicide.
Lisa Marie Presley leaves behind three daughters, actor Riley Keough and 15-year-old twins. I'm Donna Water.
U.S. prosecutors on Thursday accused leaders of the far-right Proud Boys group of plotting an assault on American democracy as one of the most high-profile trials to stem from the January 6th attack on the Capitol got underway in Washington. And Peru's Congress on Thursday barred Congressman Freddie Diaz, who has been accused of rape, from public service for 10 years. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown reporting VOA News.